The Amazing Prophecies Fulfilled by the Birth of Jesus Christ, an Advent Devotional from the C.S. Lewis Institute. December 23rd. The Enemy's Attempt to Kill the Messiah, by Dr. Randy Newman, Senior Fellow for Apologetics and Evangelism at the C.S. Lewis Institute. An Old Testament Prophecy, Jeremiah 31, verse 15. Quote, "Thus says the Lord, a voice is heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel is weeping for her children. She refuses to be comforted for her children because they are no more." End quote. Jeremiah wrote this between 626 and 586 BC. The New Testament Fulfillment, Matthew 2, verses 16 through 18. Quote, "Then Herod, when he saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, became furious, and he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and in all that region who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had ascertained from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be comforted because they are no more." End quote. Matthew wrote this before 70 AD. The devil hates the Messiah, along with anyone connected to him. Our adversary does whatever he can to try to harm our Savior or thwart his efforts. It's a fool's errand, to say the very least, but it has been his modus operandi from the very beginning. Many of his efforts were to wipe the Jewish people off the map, thus preventing the arrival of the Messiah. Recall to mind Pharaoh's order to murder Hebrew babies, Haman's plot of genocide, and other similarly evil efforts. Jewish history is saturated with persecution. Jeremiah envisioned terrible evil in Judah's exile, with the weeping predicted in chapter 31. Like other events in the Old Testament, this early episode foreshadowed another one to come later on. Thus, the Gospel writer's use of the word fulfill is packed with meaning and weight. After Jesus was born, Herod ordered the murder of baby boys 2 years old and under. This was his paranoid way to try to prevent any rival king from overthrowing his rule. This sounds like Pharaoh's insanity years before, doesn't it? It was the same demonic inspiration behind such hideous acts. All such efforts ultimately fail, but they are not without their pain, sorrow, and grief. The cross provided salvation, but not without horrible pain, both physical and cosmic. Our Advent experiences include a great deal of rejoicing, joy to the world, the Savior comes. But we must also look ahead to the rest of the Christmas story. In addition to joyful singing of "Glory to God in the highest," there came weeping at the time of Jesus' birth and at the time of his death. Props for the Christmas drama should include both a creche and a cross. Consider the cost for you to be included in the words, "God and sinner reconciled." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, Prince of Peace, thank you for being for me, rescuing me from condemnation. Make me to live like it. Amen.
Charging. Thank you.